You are an adventurer. Steady rain has delayed you for a week, but finally the sun is beginning to peek through the clouds. You've passed the time at an inn that your wealthy friend owns and have helped her run her business. She's been delighted and charmed by your company, and was sad to learn that today you would pack your bags, and tomorrow you would set out in search of another bounty. A knock at the door to your room pulls you from your thoughts, and your friend lets herself in. Hey. I missed you at breakfast today. I made your favorite. Oh, all your items are laid out on the bed. You're packing already. It feels like a magic shop in here. I never realized how many beautiful items you managed to carry. My back hurts just looking at it all. I don't know how you manage. Oh, so you're not going to answer me, but you'll just smile. Typical. Well, here, I brought you some tea. Lavender and honey with a few chocolate cookies. Yeah, of course I'm gonna take care of you for as long as I can. I'm really gonna miss you around here. Now, why don't you sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll pack your things while you eat. You can tell me where everything goes? Good. Thank you. I promise I'll handle your things with care. What did you say? You packed your underthings already? Oh, good. I promise I wasn't going to go looking. Did you just wink at me? You're shameful. Just sit there and drink your tea. It's been so wonderful having you here for a whole week. This is the least I can do. Now, where do I begin? This cloak is so beautiful. Why don't I see you wearing this all the time? Oh, of course it would suit you. Look at that, it's double-sided. There's a night sky, and on the other side, a beautiful sun. I'm going to try it on. Be careful. Why? Because I'll look so devastating with it on. Oh, what? Oh my gosh, I'm so cold. Turn it around. Oh, I like this side much better. What a lovely bit of magic. I can tell you use the warm side with the sun much more often. How? Because it smells like you. Well, maybe I'll just keep it on while I pack. No, don't you dare get up. I'm doing this for you. I have to make it up to you. And you still have tea to drink. Just relax. Let me do something for you, okay? I see food rations and your shoes. Ooh, what's this? It's a little metal fox head, but it's so detailed. My friend, what is this? It feels like it's looking at me. It does what? Shut up, it does not. You're telling me if I threw this into the fire and it got warm enough, a little fox-shaped fire elemental would appear? For how long? 2 hours? Oh my gosh, it sounds adorable. What did you name it? You didn't name it, but it does your bidding. Oh, you have to name it something precious. I'm sure it's helped you before, right? Maybe I just want you to tell me about it. I don't want to forget the sound of your voice. Okay, I'll pack it, but I hope it keeps you safe. Oh, what does this dagger do? Oh, it's just a dagger. Right. I guess everything can't be magical. Okay, it looks like the next thing is your first aid kit. I'm not upset. I don't know what you mean. It's fine. Oh, I'm sorry. I just get so scared at the thought of you getting hurt again. Adventuring is so dangerous. I know, you're very experienced. I can tell as much by all the wonderful things you have to help you work. Right. Deep breath. Thank you. You know, there's a lot of dungeons out there and a lot of bounties, but there's only one you. Oh, you don't have to get... Oh, thank you. I needed a hug. I'm sorry. I just... Do you really have to go? You've already won so much, and we're not getting any younger. Have you thought about retiring? Please don't push me away. I'm worried about you. You've already proven yourself to be very capable. You've already helped so many people. I want you to have the chance to live your life, to be domestic and sleep in every day. You deserve it. I know. Thank you for listening to me, for holding me when I get sad. Sorry, I need to walk away for a minute. Oh, I know, I'm sorry. I'm probably not making any sense. I just feel horrible. The guilt is eating me alive. You know how it's been raining for the past week and you've been stuck here? Helping me at the inn. It's been the best week of my life. No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. I only get to see you for a day or two in between your trips when you literally have to stop and rest or sell what you've won or collect a bounty. Oh, thank you for holding my hand, but listen, there's something I have to confess. That I'm in love with you? I am, I mean, I think it's obvious by now I'm crazy about you. But that's not what I was going to confess. I paid a druid to make it rain over the inn for a week. And you've dropped my hand. As you should. I did a terrible thing. No, I'm serious. Yeah, if you left the inn and walked 50 feet in any direction, you would see it's great weather for traveling. Well, it was cheaper just doing it over the inn and about as far as you could see past the window. You probably hate me now. I just kept thinking every time I see you, it could be the last time. And we never get enough time together. And I just got so selfish and so worried, I thought, I'm gonna do something so they have to stay longer for once. Oh, thank you. You don't have to hold me. But it feels nice. You smell good. What? I should get a refund? Oh, stop it. You can't joke right now. You should be furious with me. I could have just asked. I thought about it. I almost did every time, and I feel like if I asked, you would know how I felt. And I know how important this is to you, helping people and doing what you do out there. I respect how hard you work to keep people safe and how much risk you take to do it. I just felt so selfish for even asking. Especially since we're not together, you know? What? No, I'm dreaming. I ate one of your magical items or something, and now this is one big trip. You can't be serious. Oh! Thank you for holding me tighter. My knees just buckled. Can you say that again? You know, they say every person has a combination of words that causes them to become undone. It's different for every person. It could be, your child is dead, or she always loved you. But it causes their world to shift, and they're never the same person after hearing that exact combination of words. Well, I'm saying that because you just said mine. I want to retire. I want to be with you. Oh, this is the best day of my life. You really mean it? Oh, I know you do. I just wanted to hear you say it again. You'll say it for a kiss. Yeah, that works. Come here. You're beautiful. Never let me go. That was great. Yeah, hang on. I just have to... There we go. Why did I knock over your backpack? Because you're never packing again. I'm burning the bag and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, yeah, you can pack for the honeymoon, I guess. When we get there. For now, I just want to enjoy you. We have a lot of catching up to do. And I'm gonna write a thank you card for that druid right after we have a late breakfast in my room. Come along. You've kept me waiting long enough. Yeah, that's what I thought. You have made me so happy. And I'm gonna spend every day trying to show you how much you mean to me. Okay? Good. Yeah, now we can go. Take my hand. I'll show you the way.